702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Ah, Kabazela, your first story this morning is going to touch a lot of people on their studio, as we say here in South Africa. What am I talking about? Teaching kids who are older vernacular.
So this video has gone viral and got a lot of reaction from people and has surprised some people and maybe not surprised some others. So what it is, it's a mother and daughter. They are on the bed and they are learning their isiZulu homework, essentially. And the kid has a simple sentence to sort of repeat if you are an isiZulu speaking person, and she is struggling. Now, she is isiZulu herself. She is a Zulu, you know, born and bred. So is her mother. And the mother and daughter now have started this TikTok account because the mother on a previous video has said that she has messed up as a parent and she hasn't taught the youngster isiZulu. And it's a very interesting one, Bongles. I mean, you know, yesterday I was speaking to somebody just to get a little bit of context on the video, coming from a white person's point of view, right? So this lady had said to me yesterday that it's a difficult one because when you're young and you could be sent to school, you could go to school speaking your vernac, so you're a vernacular speaker. Then because at school you have to be, you have to communicate and speak in English, they'll say to the mom or to the father, so-and-so is battling with English, you know, you must try and speak a little bit of English with her at home. So that's what you do. Then maybe what happens over time is you begin to neglect speaking in vernac. And so what happens is you then start to lose that vernacular because you're trying to improve your English. And then you could land up in a situation like this young girl and her mother are. But let's take a listen to the video and then we can discuss thereafter.
I have a dog. Njininja. Ngeninja. Ngeninja. Gineninja. Ngeninja. Ngininja.
I brilliant.
What did I say wrong?
Sounded.
Ngi.
Yeah.
Nen.
Yeah.
Ja. Ngininja.
Yebo.
Oh.
It's a tricky one. I said you're going to touch a lot of people in their studio. There's so many ways in which this kind of thing happens. You might be an isiZulu speaker. The other parent might speak isiZwana or Shivenda. And so you, between yourselves, don't speak the vernacular. You typically might speak English. And I think it's not just a black person's problem or issue or difficulty. I know many people of Afrikaans descent, for example, whose children only speak English and don't speak very good Afrikaans. There are many people who have come to South Africa from all sorts of backgrounds who might be of Portuguese or German or whatever descent who now speak English. Is this inevitable? Or do you fight hard in your family to make sure your children are able to speak vernacular? And are you one of those who's tried to reverse the situation later on in life? In other words, your kids are now teens, they've spoken English all their lives, and you suddenly catch on to the fact that maybe not speaking the vernacular could make their lives difficult. Share your stories with us on 072-702-1702.
Sanbonani, good morning. Good morning, beautiful team, good team, very professional team. So motivating. You guys are the best. One request from me. Can you please send me a picture of Kabazela? I have my own picture. Yeah, Kabazela or Kabazela is like this. Can you send me a picture of Kabazela? As a belief, Kle. As a belief, Doh. Hi, this is Bingo from Pretoria North. Thank you, 702. I love you.
Let's keep it a mystery, shall we?
Don't send the picture while he's driving because he might end up having a crash of his car there. So.
You can troll through my Instagram. How's that? There is a picture of Kabazela. I'm standing with Kabazela and Clement. So troll through my gram. You'll find Kabazela. Otherwise, maybe stay with the picture you have in your mind.
Face for radio.
You won't be disappointed.